Paella Power Strikes Again alerted us to the fact, and this is on the rumour file, that two Melburnians have been awarded the title of best paella outside of Spain overnight, an achievement they've achieved twice now. Lino Latarullo, chef at, have you been to Simply Spanish?
No.
Neither have I. Chef at South Melbourne Market Restaurant, Simply Spanish. Hey, Lino, congratulations to you and Jake. This is true, I take it?
This is exactly true, yes. Yeah, that just a few hours ago, we awarded the best paella outside of Spain.
Did you make the paella in Spain, or did the judges come over to your restaurant, Simply Spain?
No, we're actually in Spain. We're in Spain now. We're in Valencia.
I thought Burns, I was going to suggest you cooked it here and whacked it in the suitcase and took it over there. Have you got your 11 secret herbs and spices? Have you got, a little twist of magic, you do?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than that because we all have to follow one particular recipe. It's traditional Valenciana. And it consists of rabbits, snails, chicken, and a little scooter going past me now. It might be a little noisy. Snail, chicken, and some green beans and dried beans.
And does Valencia make claim to ownership of the paella?
Well, this is where it originated from. So that's what the whole contest is about. It's the particular Valenciana, which is from this region, and it's maintaining the tradition of that recipe. It's honouring what it is and how it was cooked. So there's no bastardisation of that recipe. They're really trying to pay homage to the dish, the way it's been for many, many years. And that's why we have teams from all over the world. There were 43 teams there from all over Europe, Americas, Australia, New Zealand, and all competing to cook the perfect paella Valenciana.
Okay, in congratulating you one more time, just quickly, Lino, should the base of a paella be crunchy, crusty?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things they judge very, very highly. They try to make sure that it's got that sucarat at the bottom, that it's not burnt, and it's really difficult to do because a little bit too much stock or not enough stock could destroy the whole dish. So it's a very difficult one. And on top of that, to make it even harder, we have to cook it on fire. We have to stoke a fire with orange branches because that's traditionally what the peasants would use in the old days. We might build a fire with the branches from the orange tree.
Good on you, Lino. Congratulations. That market restaurant, South Melbourne Market, Simply Spanish. They also have restaurants on Bourke Street and the Queen Victoria Market. You thought Sly was mad for putting snails in his, but they've got to have snails in them.